his celebrity sketchbook.
Series 2. Celebrity sketchbook.
Episode 3.
It's me, Ozzy Osbourne. And I'm going on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I must be mad.
I hope this is here.
Okay, here's your first question for £100. Take a look. What is the capital of England? London, New York, Timbuktu, or the moon? No pressure, Ozzy, it's for £100.
I'll take the money, Chris.
You haven't got any money to take. You haven't even got the first question yet.
There's no point, Chris. I got hammered last night. I can't remember a f***ing thing. I don't even know where the hell I am. Do you think I could use me phone a friend lifeline to ask Sharon what I was doing yesterday?
It's your choice.
No, I changed my mind, Chris. I'm taking the money.
But Ozzy, as I've already told you, you haven't won anything yet.
Then I'll take the money anyway.
Is that your final answer?
Well, it is.
Okay, give him a big hand. Ozzy Osbourne leaves with nothing, which is still more than what he came with.
Sharon! Sharon! Oh, you're there, babe. Where the f*** was Kelly last night? What? What the hell was she doing in Africa?
Welcome to Big Brother. And there are 8 roommates remaining. It'll be up to all you out there to vote for your favourite to go. Or your favourite might just get the metaphorical guillotine.
This time in use, it's 2 wizards.
Hello, I'm Harry Potter. What's your name?
They all know me as Vito Corleone. You wanna just refer to me as a godfather. Now listen here, Harry. In my life, I only got 2 rules. 1, don't cross me. And 2, don't do the first one.
Meanwhile, 2 Scottish nationals were starting to get closer.
The name's Bond. Bond James.
Hello, I'm Mrs. Doubtfire, dear. Pleased to meet you too.
I starred in several James Bond films in the 60s and 70s. I'm very popular with the girls. But unfortunately, the only thing that they want me for is sex.
I'm not surprised with your strapping body like that. I'd go for it too. Unfortunately, I'm 20 years too old.
Nonsense. I think you're very attractive. I'd get in a bed with you any day.
Ooh, that's good to hear, dear. Let's sneak off. Let's go to the bedroom. No one will know we're there.
Good idea. I'll make sure the coast is clear first.
Join me for part 2 after the commercial break.
Hello there and welcome to ITV from Northern Ireland. We're now going to go over to the UK where Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams is about to sing for Comic Relief. So let's go there and see how he gets on. So he does.
Hello, I'm Justin Lee Collins. I'm a nutter. My beard's even longer. My hair's even straighter than it was before. And my brain's even more cocked up. I'm in for Terry Wogan doing Comic Relief. He's too sick of it. I'm overloading with excitement. So before I blow up into a star, I'm going to hand over to Gerry Adams, who's doing his Comic Relief single.
What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor? What shall we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Put him in the longboat till he's sober. Put him in the longboat till he's sober. Put him in the longboat till he's sober early in the morning. Take it away with that solo. Thank you. Now, I am Gerry Adams, leader of the IRA party, Sinn Féin party, and what I'm hoping you will do is buy my Comic Relief single. Appropriately priced at just $14.99 for the single, $50.99 in iTunes. Purchasing a copy will ensure that I get rich. I mean, it will provide benefit for children in Africa or some place you've never heard of. I say, the other day, some guy approaches me and says, what do you think of the progress in Congo? And I say, I haven't danced it since I was in university. Another person says to me, how do you rate the improvements in Rwanda? And I say, I always rewind my tapes, at least to the beginning after I finish watching them. At least I did before I went on DVDs and Bluetooth. I mean, don't you think that DVDs...
That there was Gerry Adams. I had to switch him off because I was so excited by what he was saying, I would have exploded if he'd have carried on. So, here's our next celebrity. She's singing her comic relief jingle as well. She's 80 god knows how many years old. So, from EastEnders, it's Dot Cotton!
I'm gonna sing, but I would like a word with Bradley before I begin.
And now the Queen will award an OBE to former US President George W. Bush.
I now pronounce you, George Bush Sr., an OBE.
But Your Majesty, I'm George Bush Jr.
That is irrelevant.
No, I have to insist with
it. Shut it! This award is in recognition of one's armed services to Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as one's services to comedy. So, now time for your remembrance speech.
Hi there, ladies and people. I'd like to firstly thank you all for coming. It is a special occasion, and I'm honored to get this BO award from your great country. I'd like to share my appreciation with Tony Blair, God, Jesus Christ, and Allah, not forgetting Budweiser.
Don't you mean Buddha?
I know what I mean. Hey, Allah, we still need to go for that cup of tea sometime. I have also been asked to pay my own respects to Michael Jackson. I have never seen a man slam dunk the way he does.
Back in the Big Brother House, part 2.
So, would anyone care to join me in the swimming pool? I will join you, Gandalf, and we can duel. Catch me up, Saruman, while I just put on my swimming trunks.
Gandalf and Saruman get in the swimming pool.
Okay, Gandalf, are you ready to rock and rumble?
Absolutely, Dark Wizard. By the way, what's that idiot doing in the Roman costume?
Actually, I am Maximus Decimus Meridius from the blockbuster film Gladiator, and you cannot copy me because I'm protected by macrovision. So may I join you in the pool?
Sure, come in, my friend.
Just wait for me while I put on my speedos.
10 minutes after, and Maximus joins them, where things start to get a little bit crazy.
Oh, this is kind of fun. I didn't know you were such a good beach ball thrower, Gladius.
Go along, Gandalf. I'm ready to catch the beach ball.
I'm throwing to you now. Oh god, I missed through it.
Yes, I have it. Now it's your turn, Gandalf.
Isn't pretty in the middle so enjoyable?
The game continues.
Okay, Saruman, I'll throw it hard for you.
Okay, go. Yes, I caught the ball. Now I'm gonna throw it back to you. I'll take a run up. Here I go. Whoa!
Oh god, Saruman, you've blown it again! I can't believe you've deflated the beach ball! You're not supposed to sit on it!
I'm sorry, but I tripped.
Oh, Big Brother waiter, send us another beach ball, if you please.
So, who do you think should be voted out of the house? It's your time to vote, so start doing it now. It's just as well as sure as ended. I'm getting sick of it.
So let's see if the next auditionee can wow the judges.
Hello, tell us your name.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
And what song are you going to sing for us today?
I'm singing Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world, yeah!
So is that a yes or a no, Simon?
Jack, I'm gonna say...
That was Celebrity Sketchbook.
Celebrity Sketchbook.
No.
Celebrity Sketchbook is an Axe TV and Good Laugh production for Channel 107. Sketches and ideas are written and acted by Brian Seal and Astrid Jones. Online now at youtube.com/celebritysketchbook.